Do you believe that you intentionally violated policy on July 14th?
I don't believe I violated policy.
That would be a no, then.
That's correct.
You made a reference to Commander Gardner's testimony at page 18 of his transcript of his PSB. I just want to make sure that you have that in context. He's speaking at some length here. His narrative begins on page 15, and without a break, he's explaining the policy, and I'm not sure how it relates to the question asked, but the part that we're focusing on is in the middle of the page beginning at line 10.
What page?
Page 18.
Yes, sir.
Gardner says, what we've given officers the ability to do is, if you have a criminal charge, call ICE. ICE tells you, yes, he's undocumented, but the clarification needs to be made. Is it civil or criminal? Because if they tell you it's civil, you have to cut them loose, just like if you finished any other consensual stop. If it's criminal, then you have the authority to take the next step, which would be to request supervisory approval to transport them to ICE. Do you believe that's exactly how you went about the incident on July 14 that's documented in your DR?
Yes, I think I clearly was adhering to the intent of what Commander Gardner said.
Now, you also made a reference to a chief never having seen the cease and desist order, CA-254. In your direct examination, are you referring to the testimony that Executive Assistant Chief Joe Yonner gave last month, where he stated he was not aware of the cease and desist order?
Yes, specifically that one, but also in reference to Commander George Richards' comments to Officer Kofi, he wasn't aware of the cease and desist order.
And when you read that order, and you have read it, and you read it into the record, but it talks about less intrusive means, exhausting other avenues to seek the information, and suggesting first the opportunity, giving plea first the opportunities to suggest less intrusive means. Do you believe that that was handled here? That was done here? That the department followed that cease and desist order, the spirit or the letter?
No.
And why not?
I think there were less intrusive methods, specifically they could talk to Terrazon and McCrum. Certainly, I think it would behoove them and be reasonable to talk to the author of the policy, Glenn Gardner. And then last, me. I mean, analogy, you can put your shoes on first and then put your pants on. You can do that. But it makes more sense to put your pants on and then your shoes. It made more sense to discuss the intent and the thought process behind the policy before speaking to me. You knew what I did. You already had the DR, the department report. And I think that's the intent of that cease and desist order.
Do you now have any information regarding the disposition of this PSB investigation into your actions on the 14th of July?
Can object, relevant.
Repeat that question, please.
I asked if he had any information regarding the disposition of this investigation.
An objection is relevant. The issue is not whether or not he violated the policy, it's whether or not the city had the authority to investigate.
The issue has been very much whether he violated the policy. If you follow the
I think it's a valid question.
Could you restate the question?
Do you know anything about about the outcome of this PSB investigation?
My understanding is in draft form.
It's in draft form.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. It's called Green Book.
Green Book?
It's in Green Book.
Do you have any information about what the draft says?
I was told all the allegations are unfounded.
And what does that mean to you?
I was not out of policy. McCrum was not out of policy. Terrazon was not out of policy. The allegations of misconduct are unfounded.